I'm going to begin this session by talking about the mystical concept of Maya, or life being illusion. When the mystics say this, most don't mean that the physical environment surrounding you isn't real or substantial. They mean your mind projects a world of your own. Thus, you live in a world of illusion. Thoughts are things, and they create your reality, you and your life. They generate heaven or hell, misery or joy, positive or negative. And it's all illusion. Illusion. The pain and pleasure are illusions. You're a masterful magician who spins and weaves your own magical world with your thoughts. And, with all your spinning and weaving your way through life, you're always free to make mistakes and get caught up in your own web. So take a long look at your life, your creation. If you factor in the concept of karma, then life takes on a multi-life perspective. Once you begin to fully understand the degree to which you create your own reality, you can begin to change things. You give up blame, accept responsibility, and begin to create joy. Now, let's also explore the way cutting-edge physicists view reality. The current mindset began when Albert Einstein came up with the equation E equals mc squared. He informed the world that matter is energy. And the scientific community quickly verified his findings. So in reality, your environment, all the metal, plastic, and wood surrounding you, is not solid. What appears solid is actually made up of swirling molecules temporarily molded in their current patterns and vibrating at the rates of metal, plastic, or wood. Everything on Earth, including the Earth itself, breaks down to subatomic particles, which means matter is energy. Our world and everything in it is not what it appears to be. Nothing is solid. Everything is energy. And energy is non-physical in nature. And energy can affect energy. Just like two tuning forks. Strike one tuning fork, and another close by will begin to vibrate in response. And the cutting-edge physicists are now saying that our reality appears to be more like a thought form than anything else. A thought form. I define a thought form as the manifestation of a mental projection from a great mind, or maybe many minds. Maybe the projection of God. Personally, I perceive our reality as an energy gestalt, and we're all part of the energy. Call the gestalt God if you want. To me, our reality is the projection of those whose collective energy forms the gestalt. The opinion of the physicists doesn't surprise the mystics, who have always said that we live in a world of illusion. It seems to me that the mystics and scientists are in agreement. So here we are, vibrating within a particular range. And to extend the concept, let me add that Einstein and many scientists believe that many different realities coexist in the same space on different frequencies. Using the analogy of a radio, let's say our reality is at 99.5 on the dial. But maybe there's another reality at 102.3 and another at 108.7. illusion, a thought form. And yet life feels so real, and it is real, if from no other perspective than that of us deciding to play a game called life, and to play it based upon the rules of this particular vibrational rate. Our reality includes the props we've agreed to play with. The brain-mind researchers have well documented the Eastern idea of your mind creating your reality, even in areas such as sickness and health. A major study shows that the people most likely to get sick are those who think negative and are bored, with nothing exciting going on in their lives. There's a Zen parable that claims to those who know nothing of Zen, mountains are just mountains, trees are just trees, and men are just men. But after one has studied Zen for a while, the real emptiness of form is perceived, and mountains are no longer mountains, trees no longer trees, and men no longer men. Those who don't understand accept the reality of objective things, the props, while those who are partially enlightened perceive them as appearances that have no abiding reality and will soon pass away. But the parable concludes that to those who have a full understanding of what is, mountains are mountains once again, trees are trees, and men are men. In other words, they've accepted the rules of this game called life. And in so doing, they learn to enjoy all the good stuff, all the warmth and joy, while detaching from the negativity and allowing it to flow through them without affecting them. This is the Zen ideal of being in the world and not of it.